From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Okay, we're rolling. This is Paul.
This is Storm.
And we're going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average?
On average. The inaugural podcast.
Can we start again?
No.
I didn't like that.
No, we're not allowed.
Okay.
We're rolling tape.
Just go. All right.
I don't care what you like or don't like.
Well, I've known that for a long time.
Yeah. So we're venturing into the world of podcasts. Because they are an inherently narcissistic practice.
And because we couldn't think of a song
right.
to write.
Right. So I don't know if we're going to have a theme or... Well, let's just talk about what's going on first. What's going on with you lately, Mr. Storm?
Well, with me, not a lot. And that's sort of, I guess, the problem, you know, when there's not a lot going on.
Yeah, it's been a light summer.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, only the past couple of weeks, but that's like an eternity, you know?
Yeah, it's true. When you live for the public adulation and you don't get it on a regular basis.
Yeah, in fact, I've always wondered, like, are we talking to each other or who are these people?
Sort of. I don't know. Do we break the wall? Do we not break the wall?
I think we do break the wall.
Or maybe we don't break the wall, but we know that the wall is there.
Well, do we hang things
on the wall?
Well, there's a thing I want to explain, sort of an inside baseball Paul and Storm type
thing. Go right
thing.
Ahead.
We have a term that we have a shorthand term that is called Where's Poochie?
Ah, yes, Where's Poochie?
And it's from a Simpsons episode where Homer gets to voice a cartoon dog, and he has a suggestion for the producers, which is whenever Poochie is not around, the other characters should stand around and ask, Where's Poochie?
Where's Poochie?
So, Paul and I, you notice that I have broken the wall at this point.
You have. You're now just talking to the public. I am immaterial to this discussion. So
No, you're entirely material. So, please chime in.
Sure.
So, the Where's Poochie thing is, for us, we'll say that to each other when we're out looking to see if anybody is talking about us.
Like every other celebrity out there, if to the extent that I can call us celebrities, we spend most of our day running Google searches to see if anyone has, you know, added us to their blog or played us on their podcast or what have you.
So maybe that's when we'll do the podcast, when the Poochie level has dropped below, you know, whatever we decide the threshold is.
I don't know if you saw those emails. I actually just, you know, because we're geeks, but we're not good geeks, I only last night just set up a Google alert.
Yep, I did see that.
And Paul ampersand Storm, so it'll send us once a day emails as to when we've been updated on the internets.
Speaking of
the netherwebs.
Speaking of updates and communications and ampersands, let's talk about your current schoolboy obsession with Felicia Day.
Oh, we'll
Day.
Get to that. Well, but my point, and actually it's funny because she's what inspired it, but I'll get to that in a second. But my point being, you know, I set 2 days ago, I set up these Google search
Or have you broken the wall now?
Oh yeah,
well?
I'm past the wall. I'm through the wall.
Come on,
the Kool-Aid Man. I am so through the wall. The Kool-Aid Man is behind me. But 2 days ago, I set this search up, and last night we got no email, meaning nobody has talked about us in the last 24 hours on the internet, and that just won't do. So that's why we have to talk about us.
That's right. At least we'll show up in our own Google alert, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just going to face it full on. I am a happily married, faithful family man of 38 years old. I'm officially middle-aged at this point, and I own up to all of it, and I have no desire to go looking around, but every once in a while, someone out there will spark an interest in me, as I would think just about every person has that happen. You know, it for a long while when I was in my late 20s and early 30s, it was Salma Hayek. Just couldn't get enough of Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
But I grew out of my Selma Hayek phase. And these days, I would say within the last month, since the release of the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, I have had a bizarre, uncontrollable infatuation with Felicia Day, who is the female lead in that. And I don't mean to say that I'm cutting out pictures and hanging them on my wall and making a collage and writing diary entries about her. I just sort of have become fascinated by her, in part because it's sort of really exciting. For those of you unfamiliar with her completely, she is also part of the creator of an online series called The Guild, which is also very funny and very geeky oriented. And she is a lovely young woman who is smart and funny and an unabashed geek. She's and a true geek. You know, she's played some ridiculous amount of World of Warcraft in her time. And, you know, she doesn't hide her light under a bushel as far as that's concerned. She embraces it. And I just find her incredibly charming.
See, I don't think it's weird or creepy at all. And it really, if the internets could have, like, pulled from the ether everything that geek types like us would like in a woman,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much what you'd get. In fact, I'm not entirely convinced that she's not CGI.
Yeah, it's possible. Like, plus, you know, she's the exact type of person I used to like in my high school and college days. Like,
right, the infatuation, pining.
Yeah, like that kind of little puppy dog infatuation.
John Cusack with
the boombox
over his
head. She was the type of
young
woman I would go for. Exactly,
right.
Yes. I'd be standing out her window with Peter Gabriel blaring on my boombox. But the other thing about it, and here's, I think, actually my source of fascination, she actually reminds me a lot of Jonathan Coulton. We're going to make numerous references, by the way, during this podcast.
Now,
we're going
now
to assume
you
understand already. Because if you don't know who Jonathan Coulton is, you probably don't know who we are. But anyway, she reminds me a lot of Coulton in that she's had this sudden sort of burst of internet-based fame, but still valid fame. And she seems like she really deserves it. You know, I'm granted, I've never met this young woman. I have no idea what she's like in real life, but she gives off an air of being genuine and personable and nice and the kind of person you really want to see do well.
Well, you can tell from their creative product, you know.
Yeah.
Like once the blog came out, suddenly light is shed on these activities that that she's been and the people she's been doing them with.
Mm-hmm.
Have been doing, and you can see that when you have that kind of commitment to it, it doesn't matter if it's been a project on the internet. It's just the fact that, you know, it happened not to be on television.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, totally. So you're excited for the sort of the victory of new media and this type of grassroots thing like we're trying to do. You're excited because she's this nice person who seems to deserve it, much in the way of Jonathan Coulton. You know, not only is he talented, but he you know, he's a nice guy. He's a sweetie pie. And that's, I think, you know, as much as anything, the source of my little infatuation. And I'm sure I'll grow out of it. But I just sort of, I get overwhelmed with this sort of, like, you know, I'm the geek back in ninth grade in the cafeteria. And I hope she notices me. I'm not going to do anything to make her notice me because I'm too scared. But it'd be nice if she saw me and grinned or something like that.
Yeah, maybe someday you'll get your wish, little trooper.
Oh, I hope so, Miss Stormy.
All right, we're at about the 9 minute mark here.
Let's see. We had a minute worth of warm up beforehand. So I want to touch on a few more topics real quick because it is 5 or 10 minutes on average. So,
and really, honestly, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's true. It's our content, and we'll do with it what we wish. Although one of my hopes for this podcast is it only goes long enough that you just start to get tired of it.
Well, I'm getting a little there. Unless you, what do you have in your bag of tricks?
What do I have in my bag of tricks? Oh, no, I can save it. I was going to talk about how I'm heart healthy this week,
bro.
My wife and I are changing life insurance, and in going through that process, we have a physical coming up, and because we don't want to spend more money, you know, it's theoretically going to be X dollars per month for our life insurance policies each. But based on this physical, if, you know, they suddenly discover that I have entire intact cheeseburgers running through my blood system, they'll charge us more. So we've decided to go on a crash heart healthy plan here in the Paul Saborin house. And basically, for those of you who know me, you know that I eat basically like a fifth grader.
The brown food group.
Yeah, nothing green whatsoever passes between my lips. Anything that has grown in the ground or been near the ground that doesn't have hooves, I shun. But I'm on the heart healthy plan, which basically is no soda, no chips, and basically don't eat like an idiot.
But eat like an ordinary human. And
yes. Now,
and
to
you
give you an idea
the
of the scale of how much crap I eat, and this has happened before when I've done this. We've done this since Monday. It is now Wednesday, and I have lost 2 pounds.
Good Lord.
Yeah. That gives you an idea of the volume of crap that flows through my body on a regular basis. So our physicals are next Wednesday, which is a week from now. So I'll be interested in seeing what the week from me now actually weighs and what my cholesterol level is when we get these physicals. What's your prediction? I am at 191 and a half right now.
Only you can say for sure, but my question to you in all this is, once you've done the physical and saved your money there, mm-hmm. do you think this is going to be a lifestyle change for you? Are you going
probably
to
adopt
new habits?
Probably not permanent. I'll always slip, but you know, I'm also usually pretty good when I start getting around my fattest weight, which is usually around 195 these days.
God,
I kick it back into gear and start to eat smart again. Like, for example, as we speak, I'm taking a sip rather than of soda. I'm taking a sip of lovely Crystal Light lemonade.
And actually, this
5
is
calories a serving. Actually, it's not Crystal Light. It is America's Choice brand.
Which actually brings up an upcoming change in Stormland.
Okay.
It looks like my wife, Gillian, is going to go vegetarian.
Is she?
Yes, indeed.
That's momentous. Now, does that mean Storm is going vegetarian?
No, it does not.
See, that's the trick.
Oh, she spotted me.
Is this as of like
hold on,
now and
she's
as of
spotted
yesterday?
Me talking about this.
Okay.
And she's grinning and looks a little uncertain.
Okay. Well, we don't have to drag her into our little world of self-involvement if she'd rather not.
Oh, no, I think she's fine. She's quite content with that decision.
Okay. Well, that's good
respect.
For her.
I respect that decision.
Absolutely.
She respects my choice for now to continue to eat the flesh of various
animals. Cute beasties.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's the trick, is you just vow to, you know, in support of her going vegetarian, you'll swear off eating cute animals. You'll only eat ugly animals.
No, I think the cute ones are tasty, too. What I'm holding out for is they have that technology, you may have read about it, mm-hmm. where they can grow meat.
Oh, right.
Like, they don't have it to the point where it's commercially viable, but the idea is you have a thing the size of, like, a toaster oven, and it's an incubator. You put in, like, meat cultures as if you were making some kind of cheese, and you add other elements into it. You would set a timer, and overnight, you would get yourself in the morning a nice...
You'd get a nice loaf of
cube
meat.
Cube of meat, exactly. Which I think would be pretty handy. The one thing keeping it from being marketed or developed is that sort of ew factor.
Yeah, the fact that it is fucking disgusting.
Well, what's more disgusting, all right? Growing meat in a box or... like slitting an animal's throat and taking its guts out and roasting it on a fire, all right?
If you're going to put it that way, I suppose.
Maybe the thing is you shouldn't have it in your house, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
just
there
have
you
it,
go.
The cube
you keep in
meat
the garage.
Factory. Well, I mean, someone else does it. Like, we don't really know where our food comes from, right?
I can get on board with that.
Gillian's making a yucky face.
So to recap, Paul is trying to be less of a fat ass and is a geek over Felicia Day, and Storm is going to be eating cubes of meat.
Well, not yet. I mean, I have sausage for now.
Oh, okay. So tubes are okay.
Tube meats.
Tube meats, yes. Anything stuffed in a casing is okay. Well, right. There we go. That's enough for our inaugural podcast, I think.
You know what? I think we should end it on that note.
Yeah, we should. So we'll see if we ever do this ever again. We'll see how the response is. So it's up to you guys now. If this doesn't show again, we blame you.
And just remember, until you can eat meat that's in a cube, eat it in the casing.
Yes, stick with the tubular meats, the tumescent meats.
All right. Well, this was Paul and Storm talking for a while.
Wait, you got
to
get it right. It's Paul and
9 Storm minutes
talking
on
about
average.
Some stuff for 5 or 10 minutes on average,
which has been about 15 minutes. Until
close
next
enough.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.